So we're continuing in the first part of Masech Salos, and we are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. So the halach is that if you have a kli that touches a mace, or a person who's an Afa Tumah, the kli doesn't go down a level of Tumah. It doesn't diminish the Tumah. So it's only by a kli, it's not by a person, right? And it's only if the kli touches something Tameh that's an Avi Avos or an Av. If a kli touches a Rishon, it does not remain a Rishon. The Kli will go down a level. Says the Mishnah. Adam v'kelim v'tamei mace. Both people and kelim can become tamei from a dead body. Chumra b'adam v'kelim v'kelim v'adam. But there's a chumra that people have over kelim, and there's a chumra that kelim have over people. Shah kelim shlosha v'adam shnayim. Kelim have a chumra that when kelim touch a dead body and kelim touch other kelim, three kelim can become tameh. Whereas if people touch a dead body and then they touch each other, only two people can become tameh. So a kli that touches a dead body is an avi avos hatumah. The dead body is an avi avos hatumah. The kli is an avi avos hatumah. Then it touches another kli, that becomes an av hatumah. And then another kli will become a rishon hatumah. But a person touches a dead body is knocked down to an av hatumah. You don't have the status of the original body. And if he then touches another person, that person is a Rishon L'tumah. So you see that Kelim are more Chamur. Chamur ba'adam. In what way are people more Chamur? Shekhal's man, shuhu be'emtza. Because anytime there's a person in middle of the Tumah chain, where the person became Tameh from a Kli, and the person turned around and was Metameh a Kli, heinar ba'a, then you can go down four levels. Meaning a Kli touches a dead body, person touches that Kli, a second Kli touches that person, because now you have two of those transmissions. There was a lateral move on two of those transitions. There was a move that didn't go down a notch. But if you don't have a person in the middle of the transmission, then hein shlosha, then it maxes out at shlosha. Mishnah hey, adam uvgadam and tamim bezav. A person and clothing can become tamei from a zav. A zav is an avat tumah, so a person becomes a rishon if he touches the zav, or a clothing that touches the zav becomes a rishon. But chomer b'adam v'begadam v'begadam v'ba'adam. But in a certain sense, begadam are more chomer than adam. In a certain sense, the other way around. Shah adam nogeh b'zav mitamei begadam. A person who touches a zav can make clothing tamei if he touches the clothing while he's still touching the zav at the same time. So normally, if you touch a zav, you're not going to be able to make clothing tamei because your rishon and clothing is not going to become a sheni. But we have a special gzeiros hakasuv that if it's simultaneous, then the tumah will transmit. Ve'im begadim hanogin bezav mitam begadim. But clothing that touches the zav cannot turn around and make other clothing tamei. But chomer begadim, in a certain sense, begadim were more chomer than adam. Shah begadim hanosin esazav mitam and adam, because begadim that carry a zav, meaning that don't touch a zav, but carry a zav, meaning a zav leaned his weight on that clothing, so it makes a person tamei. That clothing will make a person tamei. Tumas midras. Ve'in adam hanosei esazav metamei adam. But a person who carries a zav is not metamei another person, even if he's touching another person mamish at the same time, because tumas midras doesn't apply to people. Tumas midras only applies to kelim. So if you have a pile of pillows and a zav sits on the top of the pile, so the pillow at the bottom of the pile is tamei tumas midras. So, but if you have a pile of people and a zav sits on top of the pile, then none of them are tamei tumas midras. Tumas midras simply does not apply. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalid, we spoke about how even though both adam and kelim are mitamei b'meis, there's a chumrah that each one has, because kelim would transmit three levels down, adam only two levels down. But the chumrah of adam is that if you put adam in the middle of the transmission, it can go an extra level. And then in Mishnah Hay, we spoke about how adam and begadim both are mitameh from a zav, but each one has its own chumrah. The chumrah of adam is that an adam who touched a zav could be mitameh begadim, whereas begadim that touches zav cannot be. And the chumrah of begadim is that it makes midras, that it becomes tamei tumas midras, to turn around and be mitameh other things, but adam cannot become tamei tumas midras. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav.